USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week and voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met, while their benchmark for employment is not there yet. Powell also said that Congress's decision on raising the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The debate over raising the debt ceiling has only begun after the House passed a bill earlier this week to suspend that borrowing cap until next year. But the measure is expected to meet more resistance in the Senate. Lance Pry has more.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenge in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. So the debt ceiling will be raised as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
As travelers return to the skies, some are finding the airports not so friendly. Tim Berg explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron for the first time since Biden announced a defense partnership with the UK and Australia that prompted the Aussies to cancel a submarine deal with the French. During a 30-minute phone call Wednesday, Biden appeared to admit that there were missteps in the rollout of the Australian deal. In a joint statement, the leaders said the situation would have benefited from open consultations between allies, and President Biden had made a commitment in that regard. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.